It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. Conductor Riccardo Muti has been invited to become music director of the Rome Opera, and apparently is asking for time to mull it over. The offer comes from Rome's mayor, Gianni Alamano, who said, "Our plan is to greatly revive the company, and for this reason I asked Maestro Muti to take charge of the music directorship." The company is one of Italy's oldest and is battling financial problems so severe that it may go into receivership. Muti's contract with the Chicago Symphony is set to begin in 2010. It was a very happy birthday celebration at the Met last week. The Met celebrated its 125th anniversary with a gala that featured dozens of opera stars decked out in full regalia in an evening that included arias, costumes, and 26 separate highlights remembering the company's rich history. The sold-out evening also raised $6.3 million for the Met. For a mere $1.2 million, you can have a one-of-a-kind piano that is literally a work of art. The piano in question is a Bösendorfer limited edition 7-foot 4-inch concert grand, but what makes it extra special is the work done by North Carolina glass artist John Kuhn, who added 216 jewels of lead crystal set in diamond patterns affixed to the piano's lid, sides, legs, fallboard, and bench. Kuhn reports that the piece is 20 times more beautiful than he had originally envisioned, and pianist friends have told him the instrument plays like butter. You can see it at his gallery in Winston-Salem. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. And join me every weekday for The Mozart Buffet, an hour of music by Mozart and his contemporaries. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.